Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Geek Out with Pebbles, episode 57. I guess can't connect. So we're gonna have some technical difficulties with that, and we'll see if I can send the link again to him. And all that. If not, he'll have to call in. But that's not the end of the world. So, yeah. I had a pretty fun weekend. I had a photo shoot, actually, in Central Park. It was water-themed, so I brought back my Katara cosplay, which it's been a few years since I wore Katara at a convention. So it was like I had to dig around for the pieces, and like the first thing I made sure that I like found was like my blue scarf that I use for like my water bending. No. Okay, my friend says I have the podcast up for 11 p.m., but I'm live right now, so I don't know what's going on. All right, thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for messing a few things up. We're going to try and figure this out and see what's going on with my guest. But in the meantime, back to my photo shoot story. So, it was at the Lock in Central Park. I've never even been there. I didn't even, like, know that, like, Central Park even had, like, this area with, like, little waterfalls and stuff like that. Because, like, Central Park is fucking huge. Yeah, so, like, I didn't really know where I was going because I don't go to Central Park that often. Okay, this is weird. I'm kind of confused because apparently, so, okay, sorry, I'm going to, like, veer off topic for a little bit, I guess. The link I sent him, so the way my guests work is, like, I send them a link and they can get into the studio with me to talk, and it's easier than calling in for them. It also leaves the phone line open if anyone does want to call in during the show. And it says here that it's scheduled for 11 p.m., but I'm kind of confused because aren't I live right now? Because is someone listening? Can you tell me if I'm live? I don't know right now. This is, seriously, this is a little bit concerning. And this is not really helping with my view of Blog Talk Radio in the recent past couple months. So yeah, this is not good. Okay, I am live. Okay, thank you. Thank you. So at least my friend can hear me. So that's good. So I am live. But like the fact that the link is not working is not, that's not a good thing. I mean, all right. So he might do a call in if he can. So we'll wait for that. So yeah, back to Central Park and Lux, like beautiful like area. And oh my god, it was so fucking hot on Saturday. So, like, I get there after, like, the fucking C train. It was delayed. Like, took, like, forever to even catch the C train. Oh my god. And so, the shoot was a lot of fun. Not that many people were there, but we had Lapis from Steven Universe, Froppy from My Hero Academia, Tara, me. Gray Ninja from Pokemon, and even Percy Jackson. Yeah, I know that one. I actually took me the longest to like. I didn't get that one. I had to actually ask the guy like, who he was cosplaying as. But it was a lot of fun. I got some pretty cool shots, and I got a couple already sent to me. I'm waiting on the rest of them. And so, yeah, pro tip, though, for cosplayers that are also do fitness and stuff. Here's a way to just, like, bypass leg day at the gym. Cosplay as a character where most of their poses are in lunges or squats. Or they do a lot of kicks. And then you got like there's your leg day workout right there. Like my legs, like I'm actually like feeling that from like the amount of like lunges that I had to do, because like, oh my god, I forgot how many like water bending, it's all lunges, like, or it's just like standing up and be like whoosh with water. So gonna have some fun with my friends are probably gonna be taking some of those pictures, have some fun with editing those pictures for me, because I suck at editing pictures. And all that fun stuff. So yeah. All right. So, those pictures will be, I'll be spamming, my Instagram with, Katara soon, but, I've been so bad. I promise that before I spam Katara, I will post pictures from Anime Next from last month. I'm sorry. I procrastinate. It's what I do. It just happened. So, yeah, those will be up, and then I'll spam Katara, and then, like, Otakon's coming up, and I have Bakugo planned for a lot of Otakon. So, there's going to be a good amount of Bakugo spam to end out the summer. I love Bakugo. But I do promise that after the summer, Bakugo will not be appearing in any of my con lineups for, like, the fall. So that means, like, New York Comic Con and Anime New York City, there's no Bakugo. Halloween does not count, because Halloween's not a con, so... Because I already have plans to do Bakugo on Halloween. So, that doesn't count. But, yeah, the Bakugo spam will slow down for a while. yeah. So, that's all I have to say about that. But, yeah. So, right now, my guest is still trying to work around the problem. And... I mean, hopefully I'll be able to call in. Let's see if this works. Come on. Hey, what's up?
Hello. What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I had to dial the number.
I noticed. Wow.
I was like, okay, so let me show you what's going on with my screen, because you're going to love this.
Can you take a picture?
I'm doing a gazo.
Okay. Because, like, this is weird.
This is a fun little program to use.
I've never actually, like...
used gazo?
No.
It's an interesting little program. It lets you take a screenshot of a section of your screen instead of, like, the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So, like, that's how I did it when I was showing you the time earlier. I was at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. That's actually really weird that it says 11 o'clock.
It is really weird.
Because, like, one, I have never had my show that late. Like, granted, when I've done the very few numbers of pre-recorded episodes of this podcast, which is very few, I haven't done that many pre-recorded ones. Then I might have posted them much later. But I've never been live that late because I'm a morning person, meaning I'm up at 6 in the morning. I like to sleep.
Yeah,
So,
like 11 o'clock, I'm like, man, it's starting to get late.
I mean, I'll stay up, like, I'll stay up late, but, like, I don't want to do my podcast that late, just because.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're like half tired by that point. Anyway.
But, yeah, see, this is why I'm considering switching, looking for a new site to do the podcast on, because I've been having some issues with Blog Talk Radio. And this is just another thing to add to the list. I'm gonna complain
Trouble
to them later.
Paradise, people.
I'm gonna complain to them later about this, because this
Complaints
one was like.
Will be heard.
Oh, they definitely will. They will be heard. So, I was talking about my photo shoot in Central Park. So, when we were all done with the photo shoot and everything, we like climbed on rocks, got pictures, like standing in like the little like creeks. And like not slipping and like not falling, standing in cold water that's probably was disgusting because it's not clean at all. But the water felt good because it was cold and it was just disgustingly hot and humid. And oh my god, as much as I love that for my Katara cosplay, I don't have to wear a wig. I was dying with my hair down. Like, the necklace, so the necklace I have the Water Tribe necklace. And it's, like, it's fastened with Velcro. Like, I was sweating so much that, like, the sticky on the Velcro, like, wore off. Yeah. Exactly.
That's crazy.
Think about that. That's the thing. It's crazy. It's
like
what
are you supposed to show
it?
The Velcro?
Well,
you put the sticky
that,
down and then you sew it down.
Okay, well, I didn't like think about that. That's the necklace I made when I first did Katara, so I didn't remake the necklace. All right, I will be sewing the Velcro on. So don't worry, it will be fixed. But yeah, so. That was a lot of fun, and my legs are still kind of reeling from all those lunges and stuff for posing. I'm standing in a creek. I'm in like a lunge position posing for like one of the pictures, and then like a bunch of people who are just walking through the park just stop and are taking pictures of the other cosplayers that are there. And then they turn around, they see me down there, and they're like, wait, hold on, we gotta get your picture. And I'm just like, shit, I gotta hold this. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And, like, after, like, the photo shoot was over, like, we all got some cold water and stuff at like, a mini mart somewhere in Harlem. And like, you're not going to believe what I found. I was kind of shocked about what I found. What
did you find?
Fanta Mango. It's orange.
Kudova.
Exactly.
Oh, Fanta
exactly.
Mango?
There's Fanta Mango.
Fanta Mango.
And I was like, but it's orange. But it's not Fanta Orange. It's
orange.
Fanta Mango. And I was like,
what
the
mango
fuck?
Mango is orange, though.
I know, but
like,
it's not Fanta Orange.
Like,
Fanta Orange is Fanta Orange.
it's got to be like a different color orange, right? Like it's got to be like a lighter orange than regular, right? Or is it just like the street like orange?
It's a little. Hold on, let's see if I have the picture. Come here, where is that picture? There it is. I don't think it looks
It's a little lighter.
But
it's
I've never seen that.
It's more or less,
like,
I've never heard of that.
I never heard of it either, and it was the only one. Like, it was in front of a bunch of other, like, it was in front of a bunch of normal Fanta orange on, like, in the fridge. So I take it out, I'm like, oh, look, there's normal Fanta orange right behind it. But it's pretty good. I like mango. I really like mango. So, yeah.
Huh.
Fanta mango is a thing, everybody. Exactly.
Who knew?
I don't know. I was like, okay. So that's
What did you think of that anime bingo?
Yo, the anime bingo thing is pretty cool.
I was scrolling through Facebook earlier, and I see this bingo board that a friend had put up, and it was with all different animes on it. And
mm-hmm.
he had, like, Slayers and Gege no Kitaro, Fate, and yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
And so I played the game, and so I was like, yeah, okay, I get a couple bingos here, yeah. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're both about the same age. We both like the same things, pretty much, in terms
yeah.
of anime. Like, there's not really, like, a whole lot of variance between us and what we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I saw most of his stuff. And so then I was like, oh, well, you know, that looks like fun. I'm going to do my own now. And so I did my own, and so I've been spreading it around on my otaku groups, and I showed it to you, obviously.
All right, so this is the one. Is this the one you made?
This is the one that I made and that I showed you.
Okay.
The one with Slayers and Record of Oldest War and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On this one, I would say... one, two.
You've seen Hajime no Ippo.
Oh, of course. It's one of my favorite
It's such a good anime.
It is.
Such a good anime.
I love the manga.
I'm so glad that I liked... I sat down and just watched that because it was so intense.
It's a great sports manga. It's like one of the best sports mangas animes out there. Like
definitely.
If you haven't seen it and you're into sports animes and stuff, like seriously, you need to see it. Like it's a must.
Have you seen Blackjack?
No, I've heard of it.
Blackjack is about a guy who's an unlicensed doctor, and he's really, really good, and he treats like really, really weird like diseases and things.
Mm-hmm.
And he charges a whole lot of fucking money to do it.
Yeah.
So that's what. Have you seen Magic Knight 3 Earth?
Yes, I have.
That's such a good show.
Yeah, like I said, the ones I haven't seen on this list that you gave me are Yojo Senki.
Yojo Senki. That's the Saga of Tanya the Evil. I'll explain that in a minute.
Toru Kageku no Railgun.
Oh, you haven't seen Railgun?
No, I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it, and I haven't like.
That's bae
really.
Right there.
I don't
that's
know.
A bae
I don't
show
know.
For me. That's such a bae show for me.
I haven't seen Girls and Panzer.
That's a great show. Girls and Panzer, great, great show. It's literally Girls and Tanks. Like, there's nothing greater.
Sojo Kaku Me Utna. I don't know if I said that right. I don't know. It's right next to, like, Girls and Panzer.
Girls and Panzer. Oh, you haven't seen Revolutionary Girl Utena?
Oh, that's what it is?
That's what that
Sorry. Is. I've seen some of it, so I have seen it. Okay,
so,
I've seen it.
So you've seen some of it. That counts a lot.
Okay, it counts.
I think if you've seen more than a few episodes, it counts. Like, just enough to get a general grasp of the show. I think you can say you can count that.
Yeah, it looks familiar, but I couldn't place it because of the title.
Japanese title, obviously.
Okay, that's why. So I have seen that one. Okay. I haven't seen another.
That's Japanese horror plus Final Destination.
Okay. I'm not a big fan on horror animes. I like horror movies. I love horror movies, but I've never really gotten into horror animes as much. So.
What else haven't you seen?
Well, the obvious one, the Fate
Calyard Liner. Obviously.
Yeah, because, I mean,
as hilarious as the show is as much as
Is that the movie? Wait, can you let me finish? Is that the movie that you sent me the download link for? Yes or no?
Yes, that's the movie that I sent you the download link for, but
so,
it doesn't include those characters.
Okay, but basically...
It is a prequel to the show that is with Emiya as the main character.
Okay, so I haven't seen that. I'm going to see the movie that you sent me. And yeah, so the rest I've seen.
So you've seen Black Lagoon, Afro Samurai?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Afro
Samurai is
one
of the best. Yeah.
Afro Samurai is wild. You saw Made in the Best?
Yeah.
That was a really
the title's definitely
show.
Yeah, the title's so familiar, so I'm pretty sure I've seen it. It might not be like
that was pretty recent. It was the girl has to descend into what's known as the abyss.
Oh, I think I've seen some of it.
I think she's looking for her mother.
Okay, I think I've seen some of it. It sounds really familiar, but
you would know if you'd seen it.
Yeah,
like, it was very unique.
Yeah, but
I tend to not finish things
when I start them. I tend to like just put stuff on hold.
I mean,
get
obviously you've seen Kenshin.
Oh, of course.
You've seen
I rewatched Kenshin recently.
Dragon Ball Z, obviously you've seen Herb Derp.
I mean, if you don't know that, then clearly you don't know who Pebbles is.
That's kind of an obvious one. That's what
it's not like we haven't been to, we don't talk about, like, Dragon Ball stuff, like, every other episode of this podcast.
Look, we're talking about Dragon Ball again.
Yeah. So almost every episode, yeah, okay, exactly.
We're talking about Dragon Ball again, anyway.
Yeah.
Gundam Seed Destiny.
I've seen all the Gundams. All the Gundams, yes.
All the Gundams all the time.
All the Gundams. All of them, so yeah, like...
All of them.
All the Gundams could probably fill up like one of these anime bingo boards. The amount of Gundams.
Oh, yeah. No, certainly.
Just do anime bingo.
How many Gundams have you seen? And how many bingo charts does it take to fill?
make that one. So, like, anime bingo, we'll Gundam version.
Anime bingo, Gundam version. I haven't seen that many Gundams, but I've seen Gundam CMC Destiny. And
yeah.
That's just such a great show. I actually have a model of Strike Destiny.
Oh, cool.
Let me pull that. Oh, wait, I can't. I'm on my phone.
All right. So, yeah, I've seen Claymore. That's one of the other ones on here today.
There we go.
That I've seen. Ooh, very nice.
Very, very nice. You've seen Slayers, I'm sure.
Yeah, I should get a display case for my figures. I have so many Zoro figures.
That display case I actually got super, super lucky on. This guy just happened to be, like, going out of business or something, and he was looking to just liquidate everything he had. So I was like, how much you want for the display case? And I had, like, $60 on me. He said $70. I'm like, I'll give you $60. He's like, yeah, okay. I'm like, cool, we'll take it. It lights up at the top.
Nice.
It lights up at the top, which is nice. Obviously, you know, if anybody who listens to this is going to be able to see it. So it's got four different layers on it, and it goes about 6 feet probably.
Oh, cool.
And it's probably about, I don't know, probably about two and a half feet wide, probably. That would be my guess, but it was on its width. So I've got a whole bunch of figures in there.
Oh, that's cool.
You see a few familiar ones. Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta.
Nice. Oh, that's cool.
There you go, talking about Dragon Ball again.
Yep. Oh, I see Saber.
Saber.
Yeah. I also see on the top Super Saiyan 3, Goku.
Yes. Yes, that's a good one.
With a halo on him, so he's dead.
With a halo on him.
He's dead.
He's dead. You know, that wasn't funny until now. Now it's funny. Oh, that
it was
awful. Sailor Jupiter.
Yep.
You got Sailor Jupiter. You got Zelos, Lena.
Yeah. You have a lot more figures than me. Like, I have four or five Zoro figures. Mostly all One Piece figures. I tend to not stray away from One Piece when it comes to figures, because really, like, this is really the only ones that I really like to buy figures from. But yeah. I am gonna end up getting all the Bakugo figures I can find.
Yeah. You should definitely do that.
I am. So, like, it'll just be like One Piece and then Bakugo.
Bakugo.
Because
Bakugo.
Exactly. Like,
I'm
obsessed. Like, I have already admitted to this obsession. Yes.
Pebbles, I'm going to sneak a Deku figure into your collection.
No. No, I don't want. I don't want a Deku figure, unless it's like unless it's Deku and Kachan fighting. I don't want a Deku figure.
Oh, they'll be doing something, all right.
Yeah. No, Band no Deku
for
figures.
Life.
No
Band
Deku
for
figures.
Life. I don't even know where you live, so nor would I even buy a Deku figure. Deku is not figure worthy. At least to me, anyway. I'm sure some people like
yeah.
It. We don't character hate here.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
we do.
Your waifu is trash. Your waifu is trash.
Dude, my husbando. Bakugo.
Your husbando is trash.
He is. But he's my trash. He's my angry trash.
He's your angry trash.
Oh, man. All right, I'm sorry.
You know, there's another angry trash that I can think of.
Oh, really? Who?
Literally. Yeah, his name is Groucho. Literally.
That is true. He literally is angry trash.
He's Groucho.
But Bakugo's not. But Bakugo's not trash. I love Bakugo too much.
Bakugo's trash.
Mhm.
Trash tier husband.
Yeah. Oh man.
God tier husbando. Ida.
He is. Eventually
God
I'll have
tier
like
husbando. Ida scourge.
Oh. Oh my god.
Because every husbando is better in a skirt.
Oh my god, this is just insane right now.
Bakugo! In a skirt!
Bakugo! Boom, boom!
In a skirt!
Actually,
I think that would be just awkward.
No. Actually, speaking of Bakugo in a skirt, I was almost, got into doing Bakuho.
Bakugo.
In the, like, that's basically what people are calling it when Bakugo does the wears the cheer uniform for past play. So I almost when he does the cheerleading, you know, like how for the sports festival the girls wore the cheerleading outfits.
Yep.
Yeah, so
they put Bakugo in one of those?
No, they didn't.
Sick?
But like, if you do it with like group cosplays, you can basically put Bakugo in one of them, and then you have a Bakuho.
Bakuho.
Yes.
So Bakugo.
Bakugo. Yes.
Bakugo.
So I almost ended up doing that. Almost ended up adding that to my Anime Boston lineup, which is already way too full. Oh, man. So, but I didn't. They already had a Bakuho, so I guess I lucked out. So, yeah, no Bakugo cheerleading outfit for me. I mean, it would have been really funny to do. By the way, I'm going to try and see when I'm at Otakon if I can get, like, any of my friends to do the Tarzan dance with me.
Do it.
What's up?
Hello, my friend. How are you doing?
Hey, you're able to call in. I didn't actually think that would work if we had two people calling in. Wow, okay.
No.
You can.
Oh, no.
Yeah, apparently I can.
I was asleep. I just woke up. I didn't know it was going to be at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock. I didn't know.
Oh, 7. Sorry, I should have told you. It's usually at 7. It's very. It's only at 8 o'clock if, like, shit comes up and I'm running late when I get home.
Oh, I was super asleep and I was very tired.
Well, that's all right.
How's everybody doing?
We're good. We're just talking about Bakugo. From My Hero Academia.
Bakugo.
Yes.
Bakugo is
best boy.
Bakugo
yeah.
is trash boy.
Yeah.
Bakugo. He's best boy. He's not trash.
Yeah, the one who likes to do gay things with other people. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah, but yeah. So what about him?
Oh, we were just talking about him because honestly, like, I really didn't have that much. There was really nothing it was a slow weekend for news and stuff like that. Nothing really came out. Like, it was a slow weekend, so.
We're just talking about random stuff today. So,
we're just
honestly,
fucking around.
The true husbando of Boku no Hero Pebbles.
Yeah, what about?
It's actually Sero.
I see. What about,
yo,
Sero
fucking,
Mina?
Like, got his MVP moment in the most recent this weekend's episode.
Yeah.
In the newest episode. Like, finally, like, one of my good friends, she cosplays Sero. She does an amazing job as Sero. And, like, Sero just doesn't get that much love, and he finally gets a spotlight and, like, fucking gets, like, an MVP right there. So, yeah, definitely I like seeing that. That was actually pretty cool. So,
right?
Like, I like seeing more of the other, like, the rest of, like, Class 1A actually doing stuff. Like, not just, like, oh, look. They're just there in the background. No, they're actually fucking badass.
No, that's exactly how you use minor characters too. Is you just, like, you can just use them for, like, obscure moments that nobody will see coming. It's like, oh, look, I have the tool for this. You know, and all of a sudden there's one guy who's like, his power seems weird or whatever. It's like, oh shit, now he's useful.
Wait, isn't that the guy that looked like Android 17 for a reason from Dragon Ball?
No, it's the tape guy.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because everybody was talking about it.
Sero is the tape guy with the weird face.
Yeah.
So he's actually Sarah's gay,
someone...
huh?
No.
Okay.
Look up Hanta Sero on Google. Hanta space Sero. Sero.
No. I was just kidding on that one, but
okay.
But like I said, I don't know much about, like, certain characters because, oh boy, I need to get back
yeah.
on. Back in the track on that, and
yeah, you do.
That's a lot going on in my life. Trust me.
Yeah, I was more goofing off than anything else, but she does bring. Pebbles did bring up a good point about the character himself. So,
yeah.
This
is kind of more just a goof off day, so we're not really talking about anything too serious.
This honestly, this is, like, the least serious ever been. I mean, like, the podcast isn't really, like, a serious podcast, but this is legit just, like, we're just fucking with, like, we're just fucking around here.
Oh, good.
We're just goofing
off. Oh, good. I love talking about random
stuff. Yeah, we're just goofing off, like.
Like, I brought up that bingo sheet because it had a bunch of anime that we could talk about. That's literally it.
Yeah. No, I know. I actually was, if you were going to bring it up, I was going to bring it up.
I was like, oh, good, I think we can work with something today.
We did. That actually took up like a good chunk of time.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, look.
Yeah, so I can say some dirty jokes here. I'm kidding.
So
and speaking of dirty, so I wanted to get dirty and bingo, we're leading back into. So I decide I showed that the bingo thing to Jess, and what she came up with her own, and apparently one of the ones that she listed on her bingo was like a straight up hard yaoi.
Oh, which one? I'm way too excited for this.
Shit.
I am way too excited for that one. Damn it. Hold on.
God damn it. You know, you're putting me in the spot.
Yes, I am.
Like, oh, which one?
Tell me,
I was like,
tell
oh,
me
come
one.
On. Fuck. Hold on. Hold
I've
on. Prob- hold on hold
I've probably
on, hold
seen
on.
It.
It,
I've probably seen it.
Hyakujitsu no Bara.
What?
I gotta actually like see. I actually see the picture because that's like.
It's
the title.
Blonde guy.
I've watched so much like hard yaoi.
I've watched so much hard yaoi. Like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all
right. So.
Not that I can say that I'm any different, mind you.
I know.
We're not.
All right.
Okay. So, all right, now that you bring the subject up,
wait,
here's the thing.
Did Jess post it on hers? All right, let's see.
This is Jess's.
Okay. All right,
okay.
The top right.
Which one was it?
The top right one, I think. Yeah, could you
oh, that looks familiar. I've seen that. It looks familiar. I'm pretty sure I've seen it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen almost all of the ones on her list, too.
Wow.
So, following her example, I decided to come up with the, I was like, holy shit, this thing is hentai, too? And so I made a degenerate bingo.
Oh, my God. I want to do a hentai one, like, how many of these hentais have you seen?
Degenerate bingo, ready?
Exactly, yeah. Ready.
This is utter degeneracy. How many of you?
Oh my god. Do you want me to send you this?
What?
I'm going to share with you, with our other guests. There you go.
Hey.
You got it.
Yes. Do it.
I sent it to you on Facebook Messenger. Now you can enjoy the degenerate one.
All right, let's see.
What have I seen in this? Oh, shit. I've actually seen, like, a good amount here. Damn it.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm seeing something that I do not want to see. Trust me, and one of these hentais is still in me. I think everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Which one?
Boku no Pico.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
I was gonna talk to you guys about that one, but then everybody got me into that. Everybody's trying to get me into watching. I was like, no.
Excuse me, stranger. Do you have time to talk about our Boku no Pico?
Yeah, there. Yeah, everybody was.
You have one of my favorites. One of my favorites on there.
What's that?
Sensitive pornograph.
Yeah, another one I did not want to see.
That's one of my favorites. I could watch that over and over. I love it.
Have you seen Cool Devices?
Yeah.
Which one?
So many times.
Come on. Cool Devices?
I don't know, but on this list I've seen like
tell me what
a good number on this board. What?
I see Immortal Sisters, which is a pretty good one. Which is pretty good,
which is
in my opinion. Immortal Sisters or Aishimai, whatever. Whatever.
Oh, Immortal Sisters, yeah.
That one's pretty good, in my opinion.
Hold on. Oh. What do you need? I'm busy right now. I told you I'd go up at 8. Impatient.
Yeah, that.
I said. What part of quarter of 8 is 8 o'clock?
Wow.
Hold on.
Hold on.
All right. So, yeah. What's happening now, right now?
We're just having some dinner right now. All right. So. What?
Not like I didn't work for them for like 3 years or anything.
Okay. So are we still talking about Anime Degenerate Bingo?
Yes, we're talking about Anime Degenerate Bingo.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so I apologize for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
So I've seen the Dragon Pink one because
Dragon
it had
Pink
Dragon.
Is cool.
It had Dragon in the title. That's why I watched it.
Dragon Pink.
It had
Dragon
in the title, so I watched it. That was really like.
What about La Blue Girl?
Which one? No.
La Blue Girl was girls getting raped by giant demons.
I saw Angel Core. I've seen Angel Core.
Angel Core. Wow.
I've seen Parade.
You are a degenerate.
I know.
What
like,
do you think of Parade?
What was that?
It was interesting. Like.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
What was that other
hentai that was with ninjas and everything else? I forgot what's it called.
Tamanin
Asagi. I think was it called Tamanin Asagi, right?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember. It's been
no, I think I remember
what you're talking about.
Tamanin Asagi. That was the one. That was the one with ninjas and all that shit. But I don't like how it's moving around so much. Like the motion capturing is moving around a lot. That's what throws me off. And it was very popular too. If you think about it, it was one very popular as well.
How about Orewa Kanajo Shinjiteru? Stainless Night and Dry.
Okay, that one looks familiar, and I might have seen it, but I don't recognize the title.
Girl gets forced into cheating on her boyfriend.
Might have seen it.
What about the dustiness of the busting mounds?
What?
The worst what?
It's a hentai anime called The Duchess of the Busting Mounds.
Oh, Duchess of the Busting Mounds.
Yeah,
I haven't heard of that. I feel like I've heard of that one.
I've just seen it. I've definitely heard. I've definitely seen it. Like, I just like. It might be too vanilla for my taste, honestly.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
I'm in this.
Yeah,
the
English dub. The English dub is hilarious. That's all I'm gonna say right now.
The English dub is hilarious.
Yes.
English dub hentai is always hilarious. You kidding me?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They
I've
actually
seen
for Parade for the English dub, they actually brought in real porn actresses.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
No.
Wow.
No. Yeah.
I am not even kidding.
No,
it was
true.
On the box. It was like featuring like these two, like, and they have their pictures, and like I'm like, oh, they're porn actresses.
Okay.
This is gonna be some good shit right here.
Mm-hmm.
See,
there's another one called Sextra Credit. I don't know if you heard about it.
Sextra Credit. I own the DVD.
Oh, you own it?
Did you
see the English dub of it?
You would.
Did you hear the English dub of that?
Like a million years ago.
Holy shit! I could have sworn that was the best dub. That was the best dub ever, man. Like they be cracking a lot of jokes. I'll be ending up laughing right now.
You know what you need to see? You know what you need to see is Natsu Yasumi.
What? Who?
Not Pebbles.
What?
Daisy. Have you seen Natsu Yasumi? Should
Which
we
one?
See it? Natsu Yasumi.
Which one?
Matsu Yasumi.
To the right of Shoujo Ramen, second from the top.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Oh.
But probably.
You like that Vigo, you'll like that one.
Whatever you do, do not watch Night Shift Nurses.
Night Shift Nurses? What's wrong with Night Shift Nurses?
Do not watch it. That's all I'm going to tell you.
All right. Oh,
no, what
so
you
let's...
shouldn't watch is Demon Beast Invasion. That's a show that you but... shouldn't watch. You'll be...
All right, let's...
You shouldn't watch it because it'll permanently scar you. All
right, let's switch topics after, like, stuff that, like, we shouldn't be watching. we got 7 minutes left in the show. Damn. This is like the most fucked up episode. I love it of Vigo so far. Oh my god. We geeked out about hentai. Finally.
Well, okay.
Tunnels admits
to
being a degenerate.
I'm gonna be as straight honest as possible. I'm just gonna become the most funniest motherfucker ever. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yep. So, I'll be free to tune in, but as long as I don't work, I'm around nighttime. Because last week was a complete disaster.
Well, I mean, if you can't tune in when it's live, it's archived, so you can always if you subscribe.
Yeah.
You can you can listen to the episode at a later time.
Mhm. Well, pretty much. I mean, I'll try to be on time as possible next time. You know what I mean?
You're not gonna subscribe.
Yeah.
You do you, boo. You want to show up on time? You want to show up at 7:30? You want to show up at whatever time you want? You can call in, and we will be glad to have you.
Yeah,
yep.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You want to call in the last minute and just say, hey, y'all, what's up? You do that, too.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, you guys.
I'm
glad I'm part of it now. anyways, let's talk about something.
Let's talk about...
Well, I recently rewatched for probably, like, the fifth or sixth time. I honestly Don't know how many times I've seen it. Pokemon Beep needs Crystal on YouTube.
Pokemon what now?
Pokemon Vietnamese Crystal. It's
a playthrough of a bootleg Crystal version
from Vietnam.
Okay.
So it's basically really badly translated. But it's fucking hilarious. Especially if you know the Pokemon games, if you know like Crystal, if you know like any of the games, then you just know like, okay, this is wrong. What the fuck? Like, what is this? I'm confused. I don't know. So it's a really funny playthrough, and like I've watched it a number of times already. I recently rewatched it because why not?
Oh,
it was
man.
Something to do. So like I recommend like that to people if you want something like funny to watch. It's like it's quick episodes of their like playthrough of the game, but yeah, it's worth it. Just search on YouTube Pokemon Vietnamese Crystal. And yeah, and just enjoy like Elf World and like Ball Bag Fuck. Seriously, that is like one of the translations is Ball Bag Fuck.
Well, I'm gonna end up looking at that.
I'll send you the link to the first episode. Because I already have it up.
If there's a Pokemon called Chokes on Dick, I am going to fucking laugh my ass off.
Chokes on Dick.
No.
You already know how that is. You already know how this is going. You already know where this is going to go, okay?
I know.
Oh, man.
Come on, Facebook, be faster. Stop being stupid. Facebook is being stupid. Really? No. Fuck you. Fuck you, Facebook. Stop being stupid. Stop being a piece of shit. Seriously. Oh, fuck you. It really isn't. I hate Facebook.
Facebook will never stop being a piece of shit.
It really isn't. It's just not going to at all.
It never will. It's nature.
Oh. All right. Let's see if this will work now. Come on. Oh my god. No, I don't want to like stop being complete shit. What the hell, Facebook? Stop telling me I gotta do something when I don't wanna do it. Okay. Hey, look, that's a 90-second mark. So we're gonna be ending the show soon. So subscribe here on Blog Talk Radio to Geek Out with Pebbles and check me out on Facebook at Geek Out with Pebbles or DJ Pebbles. For like random shit and stuff like that. But yeah, here I'm sending you guys Pokemon Vietnamese Crystal first episode. So yeah, have fun with that. It's worth it.
Okay.
It's funny. so yeah. Woohoo. Pokemon dubs, yay. Thank you. I'm pretty sure if anyone listened, if you listened to the end all the way through, seriously, thank you for putting up with our, like, with us just being assholes.
Yeah, well,
and stupid.
Yeah, we're going to be assholes
for an entire hour. Next week, I promise we'll have some, like, content that's not, like, fucked up.
It's always going to be fucked up anyway. So
it probably will, but it won't be the entire show. It won't be like that.
It won't be entirely fucked up. Maybe a little fucked up.
So
it won't
that,
be degenerate bingo.
We won't be, yeah, play degenerate bingo. I'm going to post
play
that on my page.
Degenerate bingo.
Yeah,
right. Good night.
Yeah, put it adult only beer discussion advice.
Good night.
All right, good night, guys.